2, 1, begin transmission.
Who's a baby? Yeah, you're a kitty. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And Pippa just saw me setting up all the equipment, so she said, "Oh, it's time to do some kitty stuff. Oh, it's time to do some kitty stuff on the blanket." So here's Pippa, sitting right here on the blanket, licking the blanket. Yeah, see if we can hear that. Why are you licking the blanket? Oh, it's so nice, yes. And speaking of blankets on this lovely New Year's Eve day. That's right. It is the last day of 2018. And so it's New Year's Eve. Well, assuming you use the Gregorian calendar. And if you do, well, you know, happy, you know, almost arbitrary reset day. have a happy arbitrary calendar reset day. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm arbitrarily resetting calendars. Isn't that right, Peppa? Yeah, still licking that yummy blanket. Does it taste good? That's the sound of my cat licking the blanket. Oh boy. And speaking of blankets, you know, for the past couple of days, actually it's been a little while longer than that, it's been a couple of weeks now, I haven't been sleeping quite right, and I haven't been able to figure out what is causing my inability to sleep. And not that I sleep much to begin with, but lately, things have been messed up, and I'm thinking, well, is it the pain in my shoulder? Yeah, probably. But, of course, I didn't want to admit that to myself, and so I was telling myself, no, it's because it's cold. I'm cold overnight, and so I'm not sleeping, and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to add a blanket to the pile of blankets that I sleep under. Not that that's really a pile. Normally I just sort of sleep under two kind of thin blankets. And I've got one other thin blanket and then another cat blanket that I could put on the pile. But I usually wait until it starts to get really cold, because it hasn't been all that cold. It's only been in the mid-20s overnight, mid-20s Fahrenheit, you know, about negative 5 degrees Celsius or thereabouts. Usually I don't put on the extra blankets until until the temperature gets down into the single digits. But a couple of things here. A couple of these blankets I have are pretty old. Hell, I've had that one for 30 years. I've had this one for probably 25 years or so. And they're getting pretty ratty. These aren't solid blankets to begin with. They're like those mesh blankets, right? They don't last long. Okay, see you later, Pippa. Pippa's going off to get something to eat. Well, I was complaining about my blankets the other day around my parents. And of course my mom's got a bunch of extra stuff that she decided to get rid of. She gave me two blankets. One of which is a big thick down comforter, or pseudo down comforter. It's really thick. It's inches thick. It's 5 centimeters thick. And so last night I was thinking, you know, I'm going to sleep under that thing tonight to see if that helps, to see if that helps me sleep, because that'll keep me warm. So last night I was going to bed at about 3 a.m., and I got out this big, thick blanket. And I got under it, along with my other two little blankets. And I was laying there for about 30 seconds, and I realized, oh my God, this is really warm. This is really warm to the point where it might be too warm. I might actually get hot. But, you know, I laid there for about 15 minutes thinking, ah, yeah, it's warm, but... And it's just on the edge of being too warm, but I'm not sweating or anything. And so I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'll just go to sleep. And I eventually went to sleep. Fast forward to about an hour later. I woke up and I thought, okay, ooh, it's kind of warm. I'll push the blanket down a little bit so I can get some cold air. And that worked for about another hour and a half or 2 hours or so. I remember the sun was up. And I woke up again, and I woke up hot. I wasn't sweating, but actually I was just a little bit. I just barely, just on the edge of being way too hot and everything, so... So I sat up, and I took my shirt off, I went back to sleep, and I woke up again, and then blah, 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 blah. So needless to say, you can pretty much figure out what's going on here. It got too hot, blah, blah, blah. Didn't sleep all that great. And so now I'm really tired. I ended up getting up a little bit earlier than I normally do anyway. Which is probably a good thing. And I am, of course, drinking tea. And we got some good tea today. Oh, yeah. Ooh, just the right temperature. Oh, I could slam that down. That's so good. So delicious. So yummy. Yummy and delicious. Yummy and delicious. I love drinking tea. Now my ear itches. Anyway, I woke up. I finally was sort of laying around going, at about 9:30, I tried to go back to sleep, and I didn't really sleep. I was just sort of dozing, rolling around on the floor under the giant blanket. I wonder what I should do. I wonder if I should get rid of the little blankets and just use the big blanket. Would that be... I don't know, but anyway, as I was getting to my feet at about 10:30 a.m., yeah, it's a new record. Boy, am I up early. I did hear the mailman, or the mail carrier, the mail person. I'm not trying to be PC or anything. I think it's a woman because my mail smells like perfume most of the time. But my mailman did come today, so I'm wondering if we should step outside and check the mail. I heard the mailbox get opened and shut. Now that means I gotta stand up, put on my shoes here, open the door, head into the garage. Open the garage. And let's go out here to see what we got in the mail today. The door goes up. Ugh. It's overcast today. Oh, I got a whole bunch of mails. I got three mails. Junk, junk, and State Farm. My insurance bill. So let's walk back inside. We'll throw this one. Wait, we'll throw this one into the recycling bin. Close the garage door. There's my cat in the window. Back into the house and sitting back down. Yeah. And maybe we should open up some of this mail. Okay, so what do I have in my hands? Is it something about a weird old people club? You bet it is. Of course it is. I have here an envelope addressed to me, Tobe, at my address here in Omaha, Nebraska. And up here in the return address, it just says AARP, Real Possibilities. And then in red, Happy Birthday, Tobe. No. It's not my birthday. My birthday's not for another 3 months. Okay, so let's open this up. How do I open this? Well, all this noise and action's got Pippa interested. She jumped down here. You want to play with this envelope? Here, look at this. Oh, that's fun for kitties, huh? That's pretty fun. Oh my God, how embarrassing. How embarrassing. So, I open up the envelope. And what's in here? There's an envelope for me to send something back to AARP P.O. Box 93213, Long Beach, California. Oh, that explains everything. Freaking California. I can't trust any state that outlaws strike anywhere matches. I can't trust any state that forbids all fireworks. I can't trust. Okay. Here's California for you. Oh. We have to make strike anywhere matches illegal because they could cause a fire. So what do? They make marijuana legal. How are you supposed... Now see, what I don't think California understands is in order to smoke marijuana, you have to be able to light it on fire. I mean, that's the whole point of, you know, smoking marijuana. That's what smoking means. You light it on fire, it gives off smoke. Okay. So, if strike anywhere matches are illegal, how are all the Californians supposed to ignite their marijuana? Oh, God, I hate California so much. I just rat bastards. So, I get this one dorky little letter. It's got my name on it. And there's this plastic card in here that says, Tobe, this Bluetooth speaker is yours free. Simply return the enclosed form with your payment by January 29th. Okay, you're telling me to enclose a payment. So do you really think I'm going to believe that this Bluetooth speaker is free? Also, it's a piece of crap. It's a no-name Chinese knockoff piece of junk. What the hell am I going to use a Bluetooth speaker for? Oh, look at this cool little... Doesn't your music sound good coming out of this 2-inch speaker? Yeah, it's great if you're an old person and you don't know jack about jack and you want to listen to your goddamn swing band music. Hey, do they have anything to say to me? To register your AARP... No, hello. No, nothing. Just... Right at the top. To register your AARP membership and receive your free Bluetooth speaker, return this form with a check or money order payable to AARP. Do not send cash. 1 year membership, $16. To join your stupid, weird, old people's club. I don't. What do I get out of this? What's my $16 buy me? Oh, here we go. Here's the actual text down at the bottom. Dear Tobe, enjoy your birthday. Today is not my birthday. Tomorrow is not my birthday. My birthday is not next week. It is not next month. My birthday. Please keep this card until you receive your membership kit. What card? This piece of plastic that has the picture of the Bluetooth speaker on it? Are you high? Go back to California. It will include your new card as well as complete deals and details on how to take advantage of your membership benefits. I'm sure you and your family will find using this AARP. AARP creates real possibilities by connecting you with others who share your interests through our travel resources and volunteering opportunities. What? Well, I don't travel. I'm a landlocked guy. And volunteering opportunities. I don't need volunteering opportunities. I have plenty. I can go do anything I want and not get paid for it. I mean, that makes me the ultimate volunteer. Why do I have to pay you to volunteer? Volunteering opportunities? Anybody can do any work for free anywhere. That's all there is to it. You're not giving. You'll also appreciate, I doubt it, AARP's trustworthy information and resources. Trustworthy information and resources like what? It can help you protect your health and your money, your family, your career, and make the most of life over 50. Are you stupid? Issues. Okay, I'm back. Yeah. Sinus problems today. If you couldn't already tell. AARP. The weird club for old people. What a racket this is. You don't actually get anything. You don't actually get to do anything. This isn't a club where you get to do anything. But you get to say that you're in AARP. Here's a list on the sidebar here. What you get. Yeah, tell me what I get. Ooh, I get a 12-month membership in AARP for $16. Wow. I'm a member. 12-month membership for a family member living in the same household. Well, that would be my cat. Award-winning AARP the magazine that will help you and your family feel great, save money, and have fun. The award-winning AARP magazine. Who gave you the award? What award is there for magazines for old people? Oh, we won the... Oh, Jesus. And that, how is this magazine going to help me feel great? Or save money. Or have fun. How am I going to save money when I've already spent $16 to get the magazine? Okay, access to exclusive products. Woo, exclusive products. Yeah, because there's so many manufacturers out there thinking, we need to design a product that is only and very exclusively sold through AARP. Nobody's thinking that. Access to exclusive products, Medicare, supplemental health insurance, dental coverage, eye care, and pharmacy. You lie. I'm already covered. It doesn't matter. 10 issues of the AARP Bulletin newspaper. Okay, so you're going to send me 12 magazines. Award-winning AARP the magazine. 10 issues of the AARP Bulletin newspaper. You know this is a club for old people when they're still printing a newspaper. A newspaper. You know how many newspapers exist these days? Like 4. discounts that save you money on dining, entertainment, hotels, car rentals, cruises, cell phone service, and more. Okay, well, I can't use cell phone service, cruises, car rentals, hotels. Entertainment and dining. I do like to eat, and I do like to be entertained. But I've already paid you $16, so you better be giving me something back. Dining, entertainment. AARP is fighting for you in Nebraska on issues like age discrimination, protecting pension rights, Social Security, and Medicare. That's what I get for $16? That's one of the benefits. I get AARP is fighting for me in Nebraska on issues like age I have a couple of really choice words that I can't say on my show. Two very choice words that I would love to use. I'll give you a hint. The words start with F and Y. Yeah, and then on the back here. Please help us improve your membership experience by telling us more about you. Is your ethnic background Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish? Yes or no? Then the next question. Check all that apply. What is your racial black background? American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Black or African American, Caucasian or White, or Other? Should I just check all that apply? Check them all, mail it back in with no money. Just to hassle them. Oh, no. And I can't. Because the envelope that they sent is not a postage paid envelope. It's not even business reply mail. It is just a regular crappy envelope. Place stamp here. So not only do I have to send you $16, I also have to spend however much a stamp costs these days. AARP sucks. I'm sending you money, and you want me to send you money. And what are you doing for me? You're doing nothing for me. I don't want... It's just a magazine. I don't need to subscribe to a crappy old people magazine where, you know, it's... Have you ever seen these magazines where it's two old people on the cover and, you know, they got their cable knit sweaters on and the woman, she's holding a salad and in one hand and a fork in the other hand and she's laughing because salads are just so goddamn funny. And the guy's sitting there with a cup of coffee or whatever, and they're smiling and like, oh, isn't it fun to be old? You're not doing anything. You suck. You're just being old people wasting space. Pick up a goddamn guitar and kick out the jams, melon farmer. Ugh. I'm gonna start the opposite of AARP and their stupid, weird old people's club. Now, if this was an old club for weird people instead of a weird club for old people, then maybe I would join. Are you old and weird? Yes. Yes, I am. Well, we'll pay you $16 a year to join our club. Oh, well, that's different than AARP. They're going to give me $16. I could use $16. AARP sucks. And if you are listening to this, and you are a member of AARP, I feel like shaming you right now. I feel like shaming you for being a worthless old person. I'm sorry, but you could still be cool if you wanted to be. I'm calling for you to quit AARP right now. And when they ask you why, you can tell them, because you people suck. I'm an AARP. Yeah, what are you going to do? Have a convention? Yeah, we're having an AARP convention. Woohoo! I get to go hang out with other old people and we can sit around and laugh at our salads. AARP, give up yours. Oh my God. AARP creates and connects you to valuable resources and fights for you, your family, and your community. You're not fighting for me. You haven't done jack for me. Californians. God damn it. Yeah. God damn, I hate AARP so much. It makes me want to go to war right now. One man's war against the AARP. That would make a good movie. Tobe goes crazy, a smash ass bonkers all over a bunch of old people. Senior on senior violence. Start my own gang. I mean my own association for the advancement of retired people. Join Tobe's Weird People Club. Are you old? Are you weird? Join my Weird Old People Club. I won't send you a magazine. You need to send me money. I will email you when I need to talk to you. What do you get by joining Tobe's Weird Old People Club? Or Old Weird People Club? Well, you get discounts on things you can actually use, like guitar strings and tubes for your amplifier. And guitar picks, and parts for making your guitars, and computer stuff. Join now, and we'll send you a free Raspberry Pi Zero. And you can hack people. You can hack other old people who are completely helpless and have to join AARP. Sign up now and get our special malware that goes out and hunts old people's Alexas and their in-home stuff, and you can monitor other people's houses because they were stupid enough to put an open microphone in their house. So now you can listen to old people talking to each other. Do they say anything interesting? No, they don't. They just talk about all the great benefits they're getting from AARP. Hey, look, honey, we can get 10% off going to a movie if we go before 5 o'clock. Oh, yeah, you could. You could. Join my old people club. It's weird. It's way funner. Plus, you get discounts on guitars and stuff that you can actually use. Plus, we won't mail any more crap to you, because we understand what computers are. And we can email you things anytime you need to know anything important, like how to get a gig at such and such a place, blah, blah, blah. How to be awesome old person. Good places to go find marmots. You can learn all this if you join Tobe's Old Weird People Club. It's an old club. I've been having it now for, I don't know, 9 months. So everybody needs to get over it. La-di-da. AARP can kiss my ass. Yeah, my voice is going. I got sinus problems today. Oh, sinuses. What am I gonna do today? Well, we're gonna... Wait, what do I have to do today? I better figure it out. Because everything's closed tomorrow. Oh, we gotta close everything down because the Mayans said the world was gonna end in 2012 because their calendars ended. Oh my God, our calendar ends today. Oh my God, the world is gonna end tonight. There isn't gonna be a tomorrow. What are we gonna do? The calendar's not gonna reset. Wah! Shut the hell up. You have been listening to the dubious goddamn Tobe is angry at every stupid person on the planet today committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.